Hey everybody, it's Louis Giglio coming to you with a special edition of the Passion Podcast, our first ever Passion video podcast live. Happened tonight right here. It was an incredible time. We had people linking in from all over the world, literally 37 nations, 1,500 different campuses, thousands of people joining together. So that was pretty cool. Right here from Atlanta, Georgia, had Chris Tomlin on with some brand new music for Passion 2012 at the Dome. Talked about Do Something Now and the way we're going to stand up for freedom and raise our voices for those who have no voice around the world. And then we heard some new music from Mr. David Crowder as well, last Crowder concert coming at the Dome. And so didn't want to replay the whole live podcast, so we want to give you some of the highlights tonight and hope that you're headed to hang out with us at the Dome. If you're not, it's not too late. We are going to be in the Georgia Dome January 2nd through the 5th for Passion 2012. If you're 18 to 25, high school senior, college student, college aged, we want you to come and be a part of it. It's going to be an absolutely amazing time. If you're older than 25 and you're thinking, what about me? We'd love for you to come hold the door with us, be a volunteer for Passion 2012. If you really want to come jump in with us and do some heavy lifting and serve this generation, then we want you to come. So you can check that out on the website. But just a few highlights from the time, and hope you enjoy these. And then we'll be back with our regular Passion Podcast rolling all the way between now and January the 2nd. So thanks for joining us. Take a look at some of the highlights from our first ever live Passion Podcast. So White Flag, what's the story?
The song's called White Flag, and what a title, you know. You know, instantly you're like, oh, wow, that's a different title for a worship song. And again, of course, the white flag is a symbol of surrender. You know, you see when armies lay that down and raise that up. And what we're saying is God hears our surrender. And it's interesting that these songs are coming from different places and that God is kind of bringing a theme around of just, we're just laying down our lives, God. And all the war that's going on inside of us, all the voices that are competing. Mm-hmm. We just want to lay down. We're laying it down, Lord, and we're raising up our white flag of surrender, of our pride, of everything that's in us. And that flag, and it's interesting, the bridge of this song, the kind of the key piece of the song, it really just says, we lift the cross, lift it high, yeah. Lift it high. And what else do we really lift up? That's kind of our white flag of that we're lifting up, of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're lifting the cross to the world and not ashamed of that at all. And so this song has been a special song in many ways, and we won't give anything away. But when you come to Passion, you'll understand how God has merged massive things together with just by His Spirit. And when it's interesting, it's happened time and time again in this movement. I've seen it where God brings a message and brings this and brings a song, and nobody's talked to each other and no one has. And so that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. But
I don't want to give too much away, but this is White Flag.
Storm and tempest roar. We cannot win this fight. Inside our rebel hearts, we're laying down our weapons now. Did I?
You know, that's a prayer for right now, wherever you are. But you can't help but think what that feels like when tens of thousands of Jesus following university age young people fill up a space and say, our aim is to lift up the cross. You lift up what you want, but our aim is to lift up the cross. Man, incredible. I love that you guys dropped in on us.
Yeah. Well, thanks
tonight.
For, yeah,
so great having you. I want to let people know on the way out. I feel like David Letterman when I hold up the CD. I'm supposed to put it on the desk or something like that.
Yeah.
But just want to let you know how great is our God. World Edition, if you haven't heard it, you're going to flip for real. is on the Essential Collection of the best of Chris Tomlin songs. And there are 13 tracks on here. We're giving 20 of these away right now because it's the holidays, and that's what you do. We have a generous spirit. So you got to tweet with the hashtag Passion2012, and then you got to put hashtag How Great. And 20 of you are going to get a hold of one of these guys. We're excited about it. And the new music, man, we just heard a little snippet of two things, and you got about a dozen things. So
yeah,
this
so
is going to be out of control.
We've been in this, you know, just working on these songs and demoing, and just kind of feeling how they feel. And I just yesterday, just in the back of our studio, just worshiping God and just feeling the power of God, just on a piano and acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And just, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what this is. There's my heart's so full for these days coming up. And I just want to say to all of you, we can't wait to see you there. I want to say Merry Christmas. We'll see you after that. So beforehand, I want to say that to you. And all the best to you. And we'll see you soon.
Just want to say hello to Colombia. They are online with us for the live podcast. Japan, I don't know what time it is in Japan, but we're so glad you're there. Uganda, Albania, Thailand, India, Guatemala, Ukraine, Germany, Kazakhstan, 35 nations linked together. And a few more of these. We got UCLA, University of Buenos Aires in Argentina, Carnegie Mellon, Austin Peay, Rocky Mount High School. Seniors are on board. So come on. If you're a high school senior, you can make it to Passion at the Dome. If you're a junior, sophomore, freshman, not this time around. But if you're a high school senior and you're graduating this year, you are welcome, and welcome to Rocky Mount High School seniors. You should be going crazy. A little shout out right there. Heartland Community College, Palm Beach Atlantic, Texas A&M. I wonder who put Texas A&M on the list, Brad. Minnesota, University of Minnesota, Liberty, University of Michigan, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State, get some hometown folks, the Naval Academy, and the University of Mobile. So there's a bunch of people linked up, but we're just glad you guys are on board with us. This is Bryson Vogeltans. Welcome to our first live podcast, Bryson.
Thanks.
This is pretty awesome. Bryson is the chief steward of Do Something Now. If you don't know about Do Something Now, you really got some work to do before you get to the dome, because our heartbeat is to wed worship and justice. So that people don't just think it's all about singing songs and that's what God wants. The songs, remember, are the tip of our arrow. Mm-hmm. But it's justice. It's us moving out to touch the last and least of these in Jesus' name. That's what God wants. And we've been putting Do Something Now at the front of every gathering we've done for the last several years, calling poor college students to all give a little, knowing that together we can do something pretty massive to change the trajectory of people's lives. And so come to the dome, tell us what Do Something Now looks like, tell us what you want people to be doing right now and what you want them to be prepared for at the dome.
Yeah, Louie, we are so excited about where God's been leading us. It has been absolutely incredible. We believe that God's leading us to put one cause in the front this year. Not because we don't believe in any of the other causes, we absolutely do, but this year we believe that God's asking us as a generation to stand up for freedom for those that are enslaved. Like Louis said in that last video, 27 million people right now are enslaved. That's all over the world, including the United States. It's the most that there's ever been in history. And we believe that our generation is going to stand up for that, stand up for freedom for those people, give a voice for those people who don't have a voice right now. And so we have found these amazing organizations all over the world. And I've been there personally, visited them. We're partnering with organizations in India, in Nepal, in Cambodia. We have an organization right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And these organizations offer so many different things, but they offer prevention, restoration, rescue, and it's going to be incredible. So we have these causes, and together we're asking you students to rise up to an unbelievable number. all these causes together.
Well, they're going to believe the number of the ones who were yeah. here last year.
If you've
but
been
it
there,
is a giant number.
Absolutely. We're asking you college students, like Louis said, the poor college students that have this reputation that scrounge up change and go to Taco Bell.
Some of them haven't eaten today.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
They're going, I get it, man. I don't have enough to get a Subway.
We're asking them to give $1 million in 4 days.
Love
cash.
It.
$1 million in 4 days. And we...
Well, they can use the credit card.
Yeah, they can use the credit card.
But on the spot,
on the
in
spot.
4 days, $1 million.
Yeah. And it's not just going to just a big fund. It's going to these causes. It's going to build border monitoring stations in Nepal. It's going to rescue operations in Chennai, India. It's going to real specific causes. And you can get all that information on the website. If you go to Passion 2012 and click on Do Something Now, you can read about it. You can see some pictures. And we'll continue to give you guys more information. But the thing that I really want to challenge you students to right now is I want to challenge you, we want to challenge you to come prepared. Because yeah. it's called Do Something Now. It's yeah. not come and learn about something, go home, go back to your campus and change. It's we're expecting in those days that God is going to blow the roof off the dome, A, in our worship, but yeah. also in our justice.
Wow.
And the way that I want to challenge you to do that is to gather some people around. I know many of you guys have friends. Maybe you're a high school senior, but you lead a whole high school that can't come except for the seniors. Gather them around and don't just bring your money to the dome.
Yeah.
Bring their money to the dome. If you're at Christmas and you're sitting around all the aunts and uncles and the grandparents, bring their money to the dome. Say, hey, there's this amazing group of people. This is an amazing generation that's going to stand up for freedom. You want to be a part of it, Grandma. You want to be a part of it, to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Because your offering is huge. But when we gather an entire generation and you guys are leading others, our potential is unlimited. It's going to be amazing.
It's not all about the money. Somebody's going to say, you know what, Bryson, it's not, you know, all about money. And, you know, I feel like I want to say back to them, it kind of is about the money. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, it's really about us going. And I said, but where are you going to go? Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go to if somebody doesn't fund some kind of movement, you know, whether it's a small grassroots movement or a big organization like IJM, mm-hmm. who is working around the world and has a huge footprint for freedom. But these organizations and dreams are funded and fueled by resources. And that's why scripture is full of the admonition, the challenge to us to release our resources into the work of the kingdom. So we know people are going to catch a vision. We know people are going to end up wanting to go. We know people's lives' direction is going to change. But it's also about giving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In those days, we're going to have opportunities for you to give to specific causes and to freedom in general. And we really believe that you're going to lead the next generation and you're going to lead the past generation as well. That we think that as college students, as university age students, that we can change the tide here. Mm. We can change the tide from being oppressed and being enslaved to find freedom, ultimately freedom in Christ. And so the days ahead at Passion are going to be filled with something that we really think is going to be unforgettable.
Yeah, the way this is going to come to life, we can't tell you right now, but it's going to blow your mind. The way that our giving is going to be expressed to the world, it's going to be powerful. And it's going to be a statement. You're going to make a statement to the city and to the world, and it's going to touch the lives of people.
Absolutely.
So we want people to come through the door. Go to the website, check out the causes, come prepared, come ready to give, come ready to pray, come ready to engage your life with the cause of freedom. And then there's also this local component as well.
Absolutely.
Towels and socks. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, we have relationships with organizations all over the city of Atlanta, and homelessness is a huge issue in our city. Mm-hmm. People actually flock to Atlanta because we serve our homeless population really well, and people hear about that. And so one of the needs that is a massive need for dozens of organizations is clean towels and clean socks. And the reason is that they have shelters, they let the men and women have a place to take a shower, and they often take the towel with them and mm-hmm. need a pair of socks. And so we said, hey, we can step up. We've got thousands of university age students. It's after Christmas, you're at Target, you're at Walmart, you're returning something, go buy some towels and socks, bring them to the dome, and we're gonna collect thousands upon thousands, and then we distribute them all over to dozens of organizations in our city who serve throughout the year. We're expecting enough towels and socks from you guys to last well beyond 2012.
Wow. So here's the thing. And it doesn't have to be a new towel. I mean, no. You can go into the closet at home when you're at your parents' house and just grab a couple towels. I mean, not the nice monogram ones, but just, you know, like a couple out of the guest bath. As long as it's not some ratty out of the garage towel, we're on board with it. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, put it in your bag. Bring it along. Otherwise, you're going to be scavenging around for the Walmart that's open and having to do a run in the middle of the night to grab the towels. So make sure you bring it with them. Bryson, thanks for leading up. All of Do Something Now. You do an amazing job leading the way for us. And it's just going to be an awesome thing to see worship rise up with hands and feet for the last and least of these on the planet. So thanks for joining us. Happy birthday to Mr. David Crowder.
Man, I feel a lot smarter today than yesterday. It's amazing.
I'm just glad you're here. Last night about this time,
what were you doing?
You were giving the mechanical bull
we were
the business,
mechanical
man.
Mechanical bulls. Yeah. Lou, you had the record there for a while.
I was the record holder for quite a long time. And then we had that one guy who wouldn't let it go, and he just kept trying, and finally he solved it.
I bet today for him it's been easier. He's remembering all of that effort. I guarantee
he's paying the price because I only gave it one ride to set the record, and I'm feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, tough to walk around. Yeah.
But you were cowboy up, man. It was pretty spectacular.
It was a good time. We had a great time. Yeah, it was a good night.
I'm glad you're here, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you're going to be at Passion playing your last concert.
It feels...
sense of gloom just went over the whole podcast.
No,
man, we got people... all over the nation going, what is this, the last David Crowder band concert?
It was a good
moment.
Are you
going to beam up after Passion's over?
No,
what's going to happen?
There's still beautiful things to come. You know, a lot of the guys are still going to be making music. Just a different season. A period at the end of the sentence and we move on. But how great, I mean, you couldn't have scripted it better. Like, to start with you guys and end with you guys, it's just such a family environment that we have here. And so it just... yeah, we couldn't have done it any other way, so it's just perfect.
I love it. You guys been out on tour, the 7 tour.
Had a great time.
That was the last official David Crowder Band tour, but you're still playing dates. You're going to be in San Antonio this weekend.
I think so. Longview, Texas. My parents will be there.
Awesome.
I'll be seeing them. We'll be hanging out here.
I think we got people on here from Tyler
right
Junior
now.
College, so
we'll see them.
They're going to be excited about that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
East Texas. But you are going to be releasing at Passion. So Passion and David Crowder is a big collision happening here. A collision is happening with David Crowder Band and Passion in this moment. You guys are releasing your final album
at
Passion. So it comes out to the rest of the world a week later but everybody
here,
Passion, first shot at it.
Yeah.
Now, this is the album that has the title that you're going to have to go ahead and tell people. It's the longest.
I want to hear you. I want to hear you give this a go.
It's the longest album title.
I ran this by you before we did. I mean,
absolutely.
You agreed
I'm totally on board with it, but I want to hear
it
from you. Oh, yeah, but I would like for him to hear it from you.
Well,
I was on the bull for a long time.
The main title is Give Us Rest. You know that. We have a subtitle. It's a parenthetical that also contains a bracket. And that's fancy. That is very fancy what we've done. Regal. So it's Give Us Rest, a Requiem Mass in C, bracket, happiest of all keys.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's a bit wordy, but we tend to be verbose occasionally.
And for people who are sad that it's the last David Crowder album, it has 34 tracks.
They're not going to be. Yeah, you can't.
It's a double disc.
You're not going to get through it in one listen.
You're not going to listen to this one
on
your commute.
This is for several years. This is a tide over for a couple of years. Yeah.
And you've been doing one of the songs on it on the 7 tour.
Yeah.
And it's single. It's out for folks right now.
The Shine song.
Yeah, Let Me Feel You Shine.
This is what we're about to hear. Do the wonder of the internet machines. It's never been heard on an acoustic guitar.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
I don't even know if I can get
breaking
through
some new ground.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Crowder, for the first time playing his single on the acoustic guitar.
The wonder of technology.
I got confidence in you, man.
This place is trying to break my belief. My faith is bigger than all I can see. And what I need is redemption. And what I need is for you to put me back on my feet. I can crawl out of this tomb. God, I need a savior to come rescue me. If I could feel you shine your magnificent light, then maybe I could crawl out of this tonight. If you let me feel you shine, oh, let me feel you shine so beautiful and warm, so beautiful and bright, like the sun coming out of a rainy sky. Oh, let me feel you shine. Oh, let me feel you shine.
Wow.
We made it through, sort of, yeah.
Wow.
In my head just then, there was epic band nonsense in the background, so it felt pretty big to me.
Gosh, man, in my head, it was just epic.
Thanks, Louie.
Powerful statement, man. I love it.
Yeah, that was a special song that popped out right in the middle of us deciding this is an end, and God has us going somewhere else in the future. And so this is it's a personal song for me and the rest of the guys.
So just to set the record straight, you're going to be making music in the future, right?
Well, I'm going to go on a sabbatical.
Possibly.
I'm going to get a CB handle first and my CDL license and an NSCB, and I'll do trucking for a little while, I think.
Okay.
And then
I see that.
After about a week or so, I'll be back.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. Maybe one run across
just,
country.
Yeah, just like from one coast to the other, you know, or ice truckers. That's what yeah.
I love it. It feels more dangerous. I love it.
No, yeah, I just love making music for the church. It's just how I'm put together, and so I'm confident that'll be in the future.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been an incredible run with the David Crowder Band.
And, man, it's been beautiful.
You know, I have this picture in my mind of sitting at my table emailing you a long, long, long email and getting a long, long, long email back and starting a conversation about you just kind of taking a step towards letting go of these songs so mm-hmm. the whole world could sing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that little happiness that was starting in UBC out in Waco.
Yep.
You kind of make it out. And to think now, 11 years later, the way that you've been an original voice, you know, in this worship stream, it's been just beautiful to watch. And, you know, you're the only band who could do a Christmas CD. Again, I feel like David Letterman, let me get this on the desk, or whoever it is, you're watching Jimmy Kimmel live.
Yeah.
You're the only band that could come out with a CD cover that has the Nutcrackers as the David Crowder Band.
Now, you might be right, and the reason being is we haven't ever been on the cover of our records, and I think it has to do with the fact that we're so photogenic. So we needed to go someplace that we couldn't be us. And so it was. It just made sense.
I love it. Shout out to Leighton Ching, by the
way.
He's a genius. And works on our team and came up with this. But Oh for Joy is awesome Christmas music. And it's, you know, you guys are got this big hurdle of projects and finals. And some of you are like, hey, I'm out of college, man. Well, you got your big hurdle of getting to work tomorrow or whatever it is you're dealing with. But just over that horizon is Christmas and all of that means and represents. And I think back to Passion 2011 in the late night, I think we had a blow up snowman and then
gorgeous.
It snowed at some point.
It was
pretty incredible. And that's where some of this came from, right out of that night. So a bunch of you guys' voices are on here from the late night at Passion last year. But Oh for Joy is the Christmas album. We're obviously in a very holiday festive mood here. So hashtag Passion 2012 and then hashtag Oh for Joy, O-H for joy. And 20 of these are going out, or however many they're going to give away. I don't know. Hey, I heard we got hashtag indescribable trending in the United States earlier. So way to go for that. So we're going to give 20 more of these
That's
away.
Beautiful.
I feel like we need some knives or something right now.
It does feel like, whatever.
But we're going to give 20 more of these away just because you guys, apparently a bunch of people were trending that somewhere. We're only, are we shipping these around the world or just to America?
I don't think
just
y'all thought
wherever.
That part
wow,
through.
That's pretty
amazing.
I don't think we thought that through. But that's awesome. But can we just get a little Christmas, just to tide the kids over through this last stretch of projects?
In case the Bieber record's not playing right now in the dorm room in the background. Yeah.
Oh, come, oh, come in. Emmanuel. And rescue captive Israel, who mourns an only exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Some Christmas time. That's so good. My word, Emmanuel among us. Here
I
he
love
is,
it.
Right in the middle of us.
I love it. And if people don't know about it, they're gonna freak out by the this whole Carol of the Bells thing.
Oh yeah, don't tell them about that. That's the surprise ending. You don't know that's coming.
It's gonna blow people away. It's pretty incredible. Love you being here, man. Thanks for dropping.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm telling you, love those internet machines. You got to get on them.
Passion 2012 at the Dome. It's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Tears are going to be shed, but it's going to be tears of joy and tears of happiness all at the same time.
It's been beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. David Crowder, ladies and gentlemen, live on the first ever Video Passion Podcast. You guys can just send a little tweet out to us with that same hashtag and say, liked video idea, or just, hey, you guys aren't really that attractive to look at, so let's just stay with the regular podcasts
radio,
that we've been doing. You know, the Passion Podcast, if you're not tuning into that, it's on iTunes. Just go look up Passion Podcast. There's one up right now, just went up Monday. Interview with Francis Chan is on there. It's one just from a few days before, remembering back to One Day 2000. Pretty incredible time being at Shelby Farms, and I was back there and on that field and just record the podcast, kind of standing out in the middle of it all. But you can always keep up with us. There'll be new podcasts between now and the Dome, so you can keep up with what's going on and we can all journey together. And you want to make sure that you lock in on this, that 15 days out from Passion, from January 2nd. I like that little Christmas vibe going out there. That's going to be
nice.
No, stay there, man. It's awesome. But 15 days out, that's December 19th. It's a Monday. We're going to start a 15-day Prepare the Way journey to the Dome. And we're going to be reading the Word of God together, the whole Word of God, several times over those 15 days. It'll be scrolling 24 hours a day on this little site that we'll send you to. So wherever you are, in the middle of doing some shopping, waiting on your mom to come out of the mall, or, you know, whatever it is, you got a minute or two, or if you just want to carve some time out of your day, you can just go online on your phone, on your computer, and there's scrolling scripture. And as you're reading, you'll know other people are reading along with you. And we're going to read it all the way up to the beginning of Passion 2012 at the Dome, just preparing the way with the power of the Word. And then it's going to be a little short prayer focus for every day so that we're not just rocking up to the Dome, got everybody in the car, got everybody in the van, the church bus, and we all made it to Atlanta. But we want to walk into the moment, towels and socks, walk into the moment with a preparedness to raise our voice for freedom. And we'll walk into the moment knowing this is a holy mystery that we're stepping into and we want to be ready for it. So December 19th, I know you got some things to do between now and then, so we'll remind you, you'll get some info from us, watch our Facebook page, Twitter account, whatever. And December 19th, the journey begins. And I just want you to know we're praying for you. We're not just over here busily working on the details, but we're thinking about you. And we're thinking about what God has for you. We're praying that God would make us good servants for you so that we can, as little as possible, be in the way the flood of God's grace and mercy and truth and the need that's in all of our lives. And so that's what we're praying for. It's going to be an incredible time. I look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for joining us tonight on our first ever podcast. I just want to say a shout out to Jonathan Sheehan back there running things, Alex over here, Brad Jones, of course, Anna, and a few of other, our crew that are around the place, Cheryl Bell, our event team leader somewhere in the building. And on behalf of all of us, me, Shelley, our whole team, just want to tell you we love you. We are honestly praying for you tonight. Get back to the library right now. Get back to work. Get back to that paper. Get back to that painting. And go for it, man, because that's just as important to God, honestly, is what we're going to do in the Dome. So just approach it with that same spirit. Trust Him to do through you what you can't do all by yourself. And know that you got people in your corner over here in the Passion world. Look forward to seeing you at the Dome. So thanks for joining us tonight. Mr. David Crowder, happy birthday again. Look forward to seeing you guys in the Dome. Look forward to seeing you guys there as well. Take care.
We are the freedom generation. Mercy, you are the one who set us all in motion.